Okay. Welcome back. We are here. Excuse me, on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, towards the top. You see where we are? The third line, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'over lifnei ateva. The Mishnah had said that the switch from Mashiva Ruach Merid HaGoshem to Merid HaTal and vice versa takes place on the first day of Pesach or the last day of Sukkot, meaning Shmini Atzeret, in the switch from Shachrit to Musaf. So that the Bala Shachris says the Nusach of that we've been davening for a half year, and the Bal Musaf takes over with the new. Is there a problem? What? Okay. Can you hear me? Okay. Reminhu, but the Gemara raises a question about this. Ad matai sholin etek shamim. There's a brisa which we'll actually encounter on the next daf that asks, until when do we ask for rain? Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad shiyavor haPesach. Rabbi Meir Omer ad shiyavor Nisan. So, right away, I mean, we know from halacha lamaisa this is not the case, but when do we ask for rain? So Rabbi Yehuda says, until Pesach, according to the pshat of the Braisa, it seems, until Pesach is over. But wait a second. Rabbi Yehuda had said in the Mishnah here that it's the Shliach Tzibur of Musaf of the first day of Pesach that ends it. And there's a second opinion, Rabbi Meir, that you keep asking for rain until the end of Nisan. So these two opinions in the Braisa are against the Mishnah, but the most significant problem is what? Yeah, in other words, Mela, there's a machlokas between a Braisa and a Mishnah. That's enough of a problem. But you have a contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Yehuda. You know, the Chazal, the Amoroyim, didn't like the idea that anybody had a machlokas. Every time there's a machlokas between two sources, the Amoroyim try to show, I mean, their first instinct, at least, is to resolve the machlokas, is to say that, no, it's not really, hacha b'mayaskinon, that these are two different cases, it's apples and oranges. Sometimes their back is against the wall, they have to admit that there is, in fact, a machlokas. But, and then we just have to determine what's the normative halacha. But there shouldn't be a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and himself. So when you have that, the Amoraim had different tacks that they could take in order to resolve that. He said this before, then he said that after, or one was his opinion and one he was reporting the opinion of someone else, etc., etc. Or in fact, it's not Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda and someone else, and that there was a shibush in the Masorah of how it was given. It was reported incorrectly in his name when in fact it was somebody else's name, etc. So Omar of Chizda, lo kasha, it's not, there's no problem, there's no contradiction. Kan lishol, kan lehazkir. In one case, in the Braisa, we're talking about the she'elah, the request for rain. Remember, there's two different points in the Amidah where we talk about rain. One is she'elah, bevirchat hashanim. In the middle of the Amidah, Baruch Hashem, Mevarech Hashanim, we ask for rain. We request rain. V'tein tal umatar livracha. The other is a hazkara. It's a mentioning of God's rain-giving might, which we say in Gvurot, before Mechal Kel Chayim Bechesed, we say Morid Hatal, or Mashiv Haruch HaMorid Hagoshem. Hagoshem or Hageshem? David, what's the correct answer? We never actually really discussed that.
I sent you the article by...
Yeah, you did. But what? What do you say?
Whatever's in the sitter.
What if you one day have one sitter and one day have another sitter?
I think it's a difference.
What?
I think it's a difference between Ashkenaz and Sephard. Mostly, if you look at an Ashkenaz sitter, it'll say Gashem, and Sephard sitter will say Geshem Dibeli.
Right, but not always.
Not always. Not 100%.
Oh, wait, I'm looking at...
The main article was discussing the difference between Geffen and Gaffin.
Right.
And so, Professor Cohen was of the opinion, I think, that Geffen was like a hypercorrection or something, but...
Right. It also has to do with the smicha, whether it comes in the middle of a sentence or it comes at the end of a sentence, or before netnachta, if you're reading the Kriyat HaTorah.
That's the rule of it, but the reason for happening... What Professor Cohen had discussed, and actually, as he also mentioned, not in this similar thing, but like in terms of people say Yitkadel or Yitkadal, same type of thing. And he also talks about Modi Menachlach Sha'ata or She'ata. So there was a trend in the Haskalah, but like the rabbinic Haskalah, to apply, I don't know if you call them grammatical or whatever the rule, you know, linguistic rules to the Tefillah that they understood based on things in the Tanakh, and by doing so they would often correct things that had even been traditionally done differently. This is sort of a megama that was happening in the time of Haskalah, and there were people who were opposed to this because they said, look, you know, we have the Masorah and that's actually, you know, more important. So for example, Rav Breuer, as mentioning him earlier, very famously, we objected to the whole thing of saying Zecher and Zecher, you know, but he said we have the Masorah, we don't need to start like, you know, correcting things. We can go by what we have.
Right.
And, you know, that's an interesting debate to see, like, do we follow what's more technically correct, or do we follow what is, you know, what we've always been doing? Because who's to say, like, this idea, the thing about Modim and Sha'ata or She'ata, so there's, like, one pasuk in the whole Tanakh where it says Sha'ata, and so people base it on that. But who knows, maybe that was not a rule that could be applied in every other instance where you have She'ata. So that's the kind of thing which means...
Okay, but I think the machloket in Geshem Goshem has something to do with, in other words, everyone agrees that if it comes at the end of a pasuk or at the end of a sentence, so it's Goshem. It kind of like back ends on itself in terms of the emphasis. So the question is Mashiv Haruch Amrit HaGoshem or Geshem a standalone phrase, or is it a clause within a larger sentence? Right? In other words, is it Mashiv Ruch Amrit HaGeshem Mechal Kel Chayim B'Chesed without, you know, just flowing one into the next? Or is it parentheses Mashiv Ruch Amrit HaGeshem Et Nachta Sof Pasuk Take a Breath Mechal Kel Chayim B'Chesed? So, depending upon which is which, it might influence the custom of whether it's Geshem or Goshem. But anyway, we got off the track. So, Amar of Chisda lo kashya, kan lishol v'kan lahazkir. In the Brisa, we're talking about the request for rain, Mashiv Haruch Amrit HaGashem, which is said until after Pesach, according to this opinion. Forget your knowledge of Halacha Lamaaseh. But in the Mishnah, that says the switch is made on the first day at Musaf, so that's talking about the other way around. The She'elah, which we say until the last day of Pesach, according to Rav Chisda, is Tein Talmud Matal Avracha. But you cease saying Mashiv Ruch Amrit HaGoshem after Shacharis, before Musaf, on the first day of Pesach. Mishol Sho'il V'Ozil. That you keep, in terms of requesting, in terms of Tein Talmud Matal Avracha, you keep requesting until the end of Pesach. Or according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, into the end of Nisan, lahaskir, But to mention God's giving might, Mashiv Ruach HaMidah Goshem, B'yom Tov HaRishon Pasik. You stop saying that on the morning of the first day of Pesach. So Omar Ula, Hadar Rav Chista, Kasha Kechometz L'Shinayim V'Kashan L'Einayim. The answer of Rav Chista is as difficult as vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, meaning it's a very, he doesn't agree with it. Uma b'makom she'eno sho'el maskir, b'makom she'sho'el eno din she'e maskir. We said earlier that when you request rain, when you're saying Mashiv Baruch Merida Goshem, you should mention Mashiv Baruch. But when you request rain, Tein Talu Matal Avracha, you should also be saying Mashiv Baruch Merida Goshem. So here it would be the opposite. Here you would be saying Tein Talu Matal Avracha, but you wouldn't be saying Mashiv Baruch Merida Goshem during Chol HaMoed. Ein din she'e maskir. Doesn't it make sense that if you're asking for God to give rain, that we should also be praising Him as the rainmaker? Ela Omar Ula, Trei Tanai Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. So Ula answers, there's a different way to solve the machlokas here. In fact, there are two different Tanoim here speaking of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. One holds that Rabbi Yehuda says that you say both on Pesach, but according to the other Tana, Rabbi Yehuda says you should say neither on Pesach. In other words, the machlokis is it do you stop at the beginning of Pesach or at the end of Pesach? So if Yosef Omer, my ad shiavora Pesach. So when he says, wait a second, we said ad shiavora Pesach means we thought that meant until the end of Pesach. Maybe ad shiavora Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda, means ad shiavor shliach tzibor rishon hayored biyom tov rishon shel Pesach. Ad shiavora Pesach doesn't mean until the whole Passover holiday is over. It means until after, maybe either after the Pesach, meaning the Korban Pesach is over, and you start davening Musaf on the first day, right? So Omar Le Abaye, Sheila B'Yom Tov Mi'ika. So, wait a second, the whole thing doesn't make sense, says Abaye. What are we talking about reciting Sheila? What are we talking about reciting V'tein Talu Matal Avracha on the first day of Pesach? You don't say that at all on Yontif. V'tein Talu Matal Avracha is only a weekday prayer. Mashiv Haruch Merida Goshem, you say in every Amidah Shabbos or Chol. But V'tein Talu Matal Avracha isn't even recited on Yontif.
Actually, in the Torah, so Pesach refers to Yudalit. I mean, you can say that because in all the rest of the holidays, it's considered Chag HaMatzot.
Correct, as David often likes to point, as my wife
is saying. Maybe saying, you know, once you've got it, Yudalit, then you stop saying it.
Correct. So, in other words, that you start on the first day after that, you right. At Musaf, right. It's a song, for whatever reason.
You wouldn't say it anyway. That's true.
Right.
You wouldn't say it anyway.
Right. So the Gemara says, Omar Lei in Shoel Mitu. So the Gemara says, no, don't think that we never ask for rain on Yontif. It's true that we do not recite. V'tein Talu Mata Livracha, but there are other requests for rain that are made on Yontif. These are unfamiliar to us, but apparently in the days of Chazal there were such things. Shoel Miturgaman. The Miturgaman, usually we understand the Miturgaman was the person that translated the Kriyat HaTorah into Aramaic. You know, they would read from the Torah, and between each aliyah, or maybe during, the Miturgaman would say over in Aramaic. But apparently the Miturgaman had other functions. Maybe the Miturgaman was also like the Chazin, or like the Gabbai, you know, like the sometimes in some shuls, the Gaboyim are the ones that recite the Misha Berachs. In the shul I grew up in, I think the gabbai would recite like the Misha Berach for, or he would lead the congregation in the Misha Berach for Misha Berach for the Tefillah Shlom HaMedina, and the Misha Berach for Tzahal, and the prayer for the welfare of the constituted officers of the United States, the president, the vice president, and all the constituted officers. In their day, Judah shall be saved. A redeemer shall come to Zion. You remember that one? You never davened in America? They take it very seriously. I don't remember it balpeh anymore, but I once did. I was in England last year. You remember in the old days when you could go places? I was in England, and in one of those old shuls, and they had a marble plaque on the wall, a big marble plaque with the prayer for the royal family. But it was very old, and it had His Royal Highness King George the VI and Her Royal Highness Elizabeth, meaning the Queen Mother. This was before Elizabeth II ascended the throne. So it was like from the 30s or something. And I thought, why would they carve that in marble? In other words, they must have realized that sooner or later they were going to have to change the... they should have done it the way we have it, with those little things you can slide in and out to change the parsha or to say whether or not, it's Tein Talu Matavach or whether it's Yala Viavo. You could just slide in Elizabeth and Philip and slide them out and put in Charles and Camilla and... So maybe that's what the Meturgaman did. He would say like the Misha Berachs or other special prayers. So Shoel HaMeturgaman. So the Meturgaman would ask for rain. After they would daven or after they would kriyas haTorah, there'd be like a special tefillah or request that he would say for rain. V'chi Meturgaman Shoel Davar She'enot Tzarech LeTzibur. So how could that be? In other words, normally we don't ask, we don't have requests on Shabbat, except for things that the community needs. And since there's no need for rain on Pesach, so why would the Meturgaman make this she'ela for rain? So the Gemara says, Mechaverta kid'ula. So we reject this opinion, and we say it must be like Ula's opinion. Rabba Amar, Mai ad shiavor ha-Pesach, ad shiavor zman shchitat ha-Pesach. That's what Shalom wanted to say. V'kitchilato kein sofo. Matchilato maskir afal pi she'eno shoel, af sofo maskir ve'eno v'afal pi she'eno shoel. So just like at the other end, we don't start saying Mashiv HaRuach and Tein Talu Matavracha at the same time. Right? We start saying Mashiv HaRuach when? Noon? At Shmini Atzeret. And we start saying Tein Talu Matavracha when? Not at Shmini Atzeret. But 2 weeks later, or yeah, like a week, whatever it is, 2 weeks later, we start saying it on Zayin Cheshvan. In Chutz La'aretz, they start saying it on December 4th or 5th, for reasons that the Gemara will mention after. So just like we don't start saying the two of them together, there's no reason that we have to end saying them. That happens that we know halacha lamaisa, that's what we do. But the Gemara is open to the possibility that that's not the case. Omar le'abaye bishlama tchilato mazkir haskara nami ritsui she'elahi. No, I'm sorry. Haskara nami ritsui she'elahi. So Abaye says it's true that in the beginning of the rainy season we say... We start saying Mashiv Baruch Hamorid HaGashem before we start asking for rain. we mention God's rain-giving might before we actually start asking for rain, because we don't start asking for rain until Zayin Cheshvan. Because Hazkara is also Ritsui. Now, Ritsui is this idea, like Ritzei. We're asking Hashem to be satisfied. Generally it's translated as to appease God. And since we want to appease Him before we request it, doesn't that make sense? What makes sense? That we should start saying to Hashem, give us rain, give us rain, give us rain. And then only afterwards praise Him as the great rain giver. No, we start appeasing Him. We start buttering Him up. Which is, of course, an inconceivable notion. That's not what we do to Hashem, but it's the way it might psychologically appear to us. Ansh min yatzeret, we start buttering Him up and we say, oh, you, Hashem, are the Mashiv HaRuach HaMarina Goshem. Which is not a request for rain. It's a description of His awesome powers. And then, 2 weeks later, we start saying, oh, and by the way, you Hashem, HaMashiv HaRuach HaMarina Goshem, could you give us a little bit of that rain for which we've been praising you all these days? But you know, I came home from work today, and my daughter, my little girl, who can sometimes be a little bit of a tough cookie, I walk in the door. She says to me, "Oh, Papush," which is like a name that they only use when they were trying to get on my good side. "Oh, Papush," and I get a hug and a kiss. But there was a request coming for 10 shekels. Now, she didn't spend 2 weeks buttering me up. It was like a second later. So then I understood that there was something a little insincere in the flattery. But if you really, you know, praise Hashem for His might, then it becomes reasonable to ask Him to deliver the goods for which you have been praising Him.
What about Tefillat HaGeshem that we say on Shmini Atzeret? That's request for rain, no?
That's a much later. It's true. It's a much later piyut which is added in. It's not part of the Etzem Shmon Esrei. I don't know, David. Where did those piyutim from?
I'm guessing later. Piyutim in general later.
I don't think it's the earliest. I think it's from the Gaonim. I'm not sure. But that's not part of Shimon Esrei. It's a piyut that we added. You know, we're doing away with all the piyutim, so maybe we'll get rid of that one also. The El Sofa Mai Ritsui Sheila Ika. So at the end, we should stop saying the Ritsu, we should stop buttering Him up and still be asking Tein Talo Matal Avracha Ela Mechaver Tekudu Ula. So rather, we have to understand it the way that Ula did. So Omar Rabbi Asi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Ke Rabbi Yehuda. The Halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Le Rabbi Zeira Le Rabbi Asi, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? That's none. There's a Mishnah and Daf Vav. Bishlosha bimar Cheshvan sholin et hagshamim. On the third of Cheshvan, you start saying v'tein talu matal evracha. Omar Rabbi Elazar. I'm sorry. Vatznan b'shlosha b'mercheshvan sholin et hagshamim. Rabbi Gamliel omer b'shivabo. Rabbi Gamliel says you start on the seventh, not the third. That's of course what we do. V'om Rabbi Elazar halacha kareb and Gamliel, that we start saying for the rain on the seventh. So amale gavra agava karamit. So it's a machlokes of one person against another person. Ibois ema lokasha kan lishol kan lahaskir. You could say there's no machlokes. You could say that Rabbi Elazar is talking about tein talo matal avracha, and Rabbi Yochanan is talking about mashiv v'ruach marid hagoshim, which we started on the Shmini Atzeret. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan bimkom sheshoel maskir. But Rabbi Yochanan had said, when you start asking for rain, you have to start praising him for the rain. You have to do them at the same time. So the Gemara says, Hahu lahafsaka itmar. That's talking about at the end, on Pesach, when you stop rain, you should stop them together. But at the beginning, at Sukkot, when we start asking for rain, you don't have to start them simultaneously. And in fact, like we do, like the Gemara said, you start Mashiv Baruch Mira Goshim, you start praising him for his might, and then only later do you start actually asking for the rain. V'alma Rabbi Yochanan hitchil haskir matchil lishol. Pasek mishlishol, posek mila haskir. Rabbi Yochanan says that you start together and you end together. Ela lo kasha, halan halahu. There's no machlokas. One is talking about when Rabbi Yochanan is talking about when Rabbi Yochanan is agreeing with Rabbi Gamliel, halan, that's for us. Who's us? Who's us, Kimo Sabi? Not us, not you and me. Us is them. Us is the Bavlim, the people in Chutz Laretz. Lahu is Eretz Yisrael. In other words, there's a difference of opinion between whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or whether you're in Chutz Laretz. Maishna ledidan. So what about us in Bavel? De'itlan peire de bidavra. We still have fruit in the field. In Sukkot, in other words, very often, I don't know. In other words, pokhazi venira, go and do a quiz. Ask people, why don't we start saying tein talo matala vracha right away after Sukkot? So everyone will know that it's because it takes a while for the Olim to leave, and we don't want it to rain on them. But there's another reason. The reason that they start saying it so much later than we do is the way the agriculture worked in Bavel. By the time Sukkot comes around, what is Sukkot after all? It's the Chag, huh? It's the Chag HaMayim, it's also the Chag HaAsif. Right, by the time Sukkot comes along, essentially there are no more crops left out in the field in Eretz Yisrael.
Olives, that's the main one.
Okay, generally speaking. But in Bavel, that's not the case. You don't want it to be raining when there's still fruit on the tree. Right? That's like all the good fruits are summer fruits. Right? All the fruits, like you go to the shuk now, it's beautiful. You get all these beautiful fruits, the te'enim and the nectarinot and the whatever it is. But you don't want it to rain when they're still on the tree, because that ruins the fruit. So in Bavel, when they still have fruit on the trees in the orchards after Sukkot, so that's why they don't start saying v'tein talu mata levracha. But in Eretz Yisrael, that's not the case. L'didayhu nami itluhu olei regalim. Right? And in Eretz Yisrael, they're only worried until the pilgrims get out of the way, until the olei regel have left. Right? So that's why we start saying 2 weeks later, because by 2 weeks after Sukkot, everybody's gone. But in Bavel, they don't start saying yet until later, because they're still harvesting the fruit from the trees. V'chi ka'amar Rabbi Yochanan bizman she'ein Beit HaMikdash kayam. So Rabbi Yochanan... What?
I was asking, is there like an underlying assumption also that in Bavel, where they had the rivers, they weren't as dependent on rain, that would also, like, they could afford to...
Presumably, yeah.
The thing by a while, whereas there, so even if there were plants that might benefit from still growing, we need to water more, so maybe we can afford to.
Maybe. So when Rabbi Yochanan said that you start asking for rain right away after Sukkos, that's talking about when the Beis HaMikdash doesn't exist. When the Beis HaMikdash doesn't exist, you don't have to worry about the Ole Regel. So in Eretz Yisrael, he thought, it's not the Halacha L'maisa, but he thought that you could start asking V'tein Talu Matal Levracha right away at the end of Sukkot, because there's no need to have a little grace period to allow the Ole Regel to make their way out and not get drenched. Hashta the atit lahachi havahalididaihu. So since that's the case, since we figured this out, you could say that both of the statements are about Eretz Yisrael. Velokashya kan bisman shebeit hamikdash kayim, vekan bisman shebeit in beit hamikdash kayim. You can resolve the machlokas by saying not that one is about Eretz Yisrael, one is about Bavel. They're both talking about Eretz Yisrael. One when there's a Beis HaMikdash, and one when there is a Beis HaMikdash. V'anan de'itlan treyome. But in Chutz La'aretz, when we have 2 days of Yontif, so what should we do? How do we do it? Because we said you make the switch in Musaf. So the Gemara here has a very strange Havamina. Hechi Avdinan, how should we daven? In other words, you're supposed to daven Shachris on Pesach. You're supposed to daven Shachris with Mashiach Baruch and Merida Gashem, and Musaf without. So what do you do on the second day of Pesach? Omar Rav, Matchil b'Musafin, uposek b'mincha v'arvit v'shacharit v'chozer b'Musafin. So he says, or the flip side on Shemini Atzeret. He says, on the first day, you say Mashiach Baruch and Merida Gashem in Shacharis. On the first day of Pesach, you say Mashiach Baruch Hu Hashem in Shacharis, you skip it in Musaf, and then you go back and you say it again in Mincha and Mariv and Shacharis the next day, and then you skip it in Musaf, because there's something about the switch from Shacharis to Musaf as described in the Mishnah. Now that's very. Now we know, having been in Chutz La'aretz, that is certainly not the Halacha L'maisa, right?
But you're saying it applies to both Pesach and to Shmini Atzeret?
No, so here he's talking about Shmini Atzeret. Here the Gemara is talking about Shmini Atzeret.
Pesach is also like you have all of Chol HaMoed, you're saying Musaf, so even we would have that. Even in Eretz Yisrael, there'd be an issue. If you technically thought it was still an issue. But in Shmini Atzeret.
No, you're correct. He's talking about Shmini Atzeret. So, Omar Lahu Shmuel. Shmuel says, Puki v'amre leila Abba. Go and tell this to Abba. Was Rav. Rav's name was Abba, but everybody called him Rav. But Shmuel, you know, Shmuel and Rav were contemporary. They were like friends. They didn't always agree. So he referred to him by. It's not his father. It's not Abu Adi Shmuel. It's go tell Rav. Echad she'asito kodesh tasechol. I understand how you're gonna switch back and forth. That doesn't make sense. Ella Omer Shmuel matchil b'musafin v'mincha uposek arvit v'shacharit v'chozer matchil b'musafin. You start Mashiach Baruch Hu Merida Gashem in Musaf and in Mincha and Shmini Atzeret. And then you do it on Simchas Torah.
If they're already asking for Geshem, if they're already even Maskir Geshem on Shmini Atzeret in Bavel, does that mean that they were definitely out of the Sukkah by then?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I don't know.
I mean, it's relevant to what we do now. I don't remember. They do Geshem and Shmini Atzeret in the Chutz La'aretz, right?
They do. Yes. Yes. And look, sometimes, the sukkah. They sit in the sukkah. There's different minhagim about sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret in Chutz La'aretz. But you know, the Gemara says they would sit. You don't make a bracha. They would. It's a problem that we solved by moving to Eretz Yisrael. It's one less thing to be nervous about. So Rava says, Kevan sheitchil shuv eino posek. No. You don't jump back and forth. Once you start saying Mashiv Ruach Merid Hashem on the first day at Musaf, you say it for the rest of Shmini Atzeret and for Simchat Torah, and you keep going. You can't jump back and forth. V'af Rav Hadar Bei to Omar Rav Chananel Omar Rav Mone Esrim Ve'Echad, and even Rav, who had this idea of going back. I'm sorry. We're at Hayam and Aleph. I'm looking in my Gemara. I find it hard to look at the screen, so I'm looking in my Gemara. So here, at the top of Hayam and Aleph, V'af Rav Hadar Bei, and Rav retracted. He walked this back. The Omar Rav Chananel, Omar Rav Mone Esrim Ve'Echad Yom. You count 21 days from Rosh Hashanah. Kederech Shemone Asara Yamim Rosh Hashanah, just like you count 10 days from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippurim. Umatchil Kevan Shitchil Shuvena Posek. Now there's on the 21st day after, what's the 21st day after Rosh Hashanah? No. Shmini Atzeret. Well, Hoshana Rabbah, but I mean, 21 days. The next day is Shmini Atzeret. So once you start Shuvena Posek, V'hilchata Kevan Shitchil Shuvena Posek. Once you make the switch, you only make the switch once in the fall, and then switch back in the spring. Okay, we got up to the Mishnah. That's where we'll continue next week on Hey, Omer Aleph.